Saki in New Hampshire at the Dive, Smalls Cove, the eighth and final road show of this road show season heading into the long holiday weekend. And the Red Sox front office report this week is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And joining us now, it is the president of the Boston Red Sox, Sam Kennedy. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy 4th.
Yeah, same to you. Are you a lake or an ocean person? We're on Lake Winnipesaukee this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say the expense controls at Odyssey are out of control, huh? Guys, a little vacation. No, we're at Fenway Park. We're working.
All right. Well, I know you talked a little bit last night on Nesson about this team post Devers trade and the belief that you have in them. And so I wanted to, because, you know, Craig Breslow has been on last couple weeks talking about deadline coming up and talking about the need to improve the team. So when you say, you know, you feel good about this team, you don't need to do anything or you're looking at opportunities to do things, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. No, well, first of all, we've been really disappointed in our performance this year. I mean, let's just be straight about that. We're not where we should be. It's been frustrating. And so, yeah, if there's opportunities to improve this team, we have to aggressively pursue that. That's the mindset right now. So we'll see. We've got, I think, 20-plus games until the trading deadline, and the mindset is one of, we want to improve and we want to get back to the postseason and be the 2025 team that we thought we were building in the offseason, but we haven't done it. So, you know, we've got to start playing better baseball on a more consistent basis. It's been really frustrating.
The Devers trade has been talked about a lot. I just want to ask, you said last night that was a baseball move, and I think we've gone back and forth with fans who are calling or we're talking to them about it. When you say baseball move, how do you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. It was a baseball move because the reasons the trade were made were cultural and organizational, and to ultimately make the organization what we stand for. It was not in the moment in time a move where you remove that bat from the lineup and you think that specific move is going to make you better. That doesn't add up. But what adds up is we have to make sometimes very difficult decisions like this move to do what's right for the baseball team, the organization overall. Really difficult, but it was about baseball. It was about culture. It was about fit. And it was what was doing right for the whole clubhouse, not one individual person. That said, we don't take it lightly. That was a really difficult move. And we didn't take it lightly, but that's what it was about. It was not about saving money. It was not about roster payroll flexibility. It was about doing the right thing for the entire organization for the near term and for the long term.
Sam, I think a lot of people, when we hear Breslow and we hear about him talking about that you guys believe this is a team that can make the playoffs and really make some noise this year as far as getting into the postseason. Can our expectations be that you guys are going to be big players come the trade deadline to improve a team that you guys feel like if you can get into the postseason, you can make some noise?
Absolutely. We have the ability to do that in terms of, you know, blessing from ownership and the sort of fulfilling our goal of becoming a postseason team. That said, we have to start playing better baseball on a more consistent basis. I mean, when we're playing sloppy defensively, when we're not running the bases well, when the bullpen's struggling, you know, it's really hard to keep up in the American League East. So We've got to play better baseball and prove to ourselves over these next seven series that this is a team that can do what we think we can do. I mean, we were very aggressive this offseason. We had what we thought was a really great offseason in terms of the additions and the extensions with Garrett Crochet and Alex Bregman and Aroldis Chapman. You know, we just, for a lot of reasons, we've been a 500 or below 500 team. That's not what we're looking for here. So, Wiggy, to answer your question specifically, yes, we do have the ability to go out and improve the team, but we also have to play better baseball to put ourselves in a position where postseason is realistic, and we got to get going.
You brought up base running. You know, you look at the eighth inning last night and in that late game. Those are fundamentals. So from your perspective, like, you expect Major League Baseball players not to be making those mistakes, I think. From your perspective, and Craig Breslow alluded a little bit to this when he was on last week, does this team need to focus more on simple fundamentals of baseball, whether it's in spring training or now?
Definitely. I mean, it's been a systemic thing for a long time, and that's on us. That's on everybody in the organization. But, yeah, it's not acceptable to be out there at the major league level and making fundamental mistakes. If you do that in the big leagues, if you give away outs, you're going to be in big trouble. So, yes, we need to improve, full stop.
Yeah, I thought I was watching myself in Little League last night, Sam.
Curtis, don't sell yourself short.
I was the best right fielder in Dover. So, Sam, it seems to me, and I'm not debating analytics or not. That's not what my goal is. The organization is driven in some part, some say large, some say not too large, by analytics. And yet it feels to me that the Devers trade was emotional. That was a reaction to a player's, the personal relationship with the player impacting the relationship with the team, dating back to the owner's trip with you and Craig in Kansas City. Is that a fair depiction of the trade?
Well, emotion is a huge part of our sport, and yeah, we feel a passion for winning and a passion for this organization. We wouldn't be in professional sports if there wasn't a ton of emotion associated with it. So that's fair. We are very, very, very passionate about what we're doing over here. So that's definitely a part of it. And look, analytics are an important tool. They really are. Data and analysis and decision-making and baseball operations and business operations are really important. But that's just one element. A person's heart, a person's character, their makeup, their desire to be in Boston, desire to be a leader, desire to put the team first, all those elements are hugely important as you construct a roster, and so you have to factor in both analytics and the non-analytical side of things to put a great team on the field, and that's what we try and do each and every year.
Sam, I appreciate you being honest when saying that you want to build a team that you thought you were building in the offseason, but what in your mind changed from the feelings at spring training to where we stand today? How different and I'm going to use the word because we use it a lot during spring training, how different the vibes are now from back in February, March?
I mean, Courtney, 43 and 45 would be what I would point to. I mean, we're not playing at a level that we had thought and anticipated. And there's a lot of reasons that have contributed to that. And no one is more frustrated than the players in that clubhouse and our on-field staff. But all of us feel it. Our fan base feels it. We feel it. We've just underperformed. That said, things can change very quickly. We're six games back. We're not focus on anything other than the division, getting ourselves back in a position to be playing meaningful games in September to position us to get into October. Things can change fast. Alex Cora was joking last night with Jason Veritek pregame about the date we're going to the White House next year. So, you know, there is no lack of confidence in that clubhouse, I can tell you. And that's why I love this group. We feel very, very confident, but at the same time, I think it's fair for all of us to be frustrated by where we are.
But when you look at it, is it a coaching situation? Did you guys not get the talent you thought you were getting, or are players just not playing up to their full potential? Because I completely agree things can turn around, but...
Yeah, it's on all of us. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's on all of us. You know, we're a team, and We have to be better in every area, every aspect of the game, especially as we discuss the fundamentals. I mean, you cannot be giving away outs and expect to win baseball games. Not at the major league level. It just doesn't. It just doesn't work. So we got to be better all around. And I think and feel that we can. But you know, hope and optimism only takes you so far. We got to go out and start delivering.
If the team's under 500 at the deadline, will you add?
It's just hard to say, Chris, at this point. You really, I don't want to pick a lane and then have you play a sound clip in my face for the next 6 months. So I don't,
we would never
I don't
do
really
that.
Have any desire. Yeah,
Sam,
no, never,
we,
never.
I can't.
Wasn't Chris supposed to be on vacation or something today?
Oh,
like,
no, I know.
In the country or something?
Yeah. I'm going far away. 6,000 miles, Sam. I'll be in Hawaii. So
he took the over on 90 wins. So it's.
I had you in the World Series, Sam. God.
Good, good. Well, look, so Alex Cora does as well right now. So, listen, we do have a big July in front of us. Every single game matters. We've got, we start tomorrow in Washington, as you said, 11 in the morning. We won this series against Cincinnati. Last night was so frustrating, though, because we could have swept the series. But let's go out and win each of these series, and we're going to be in a great spot. But we got to get going.
So a couple weeks from now, and I'm asking this because you hear what is said. A deal is in front of you guys 2 weeks from now, and it requires spending money and whatever, whatever prospects, whatever. But it requires a commitment cash wise from the ball club. John Henry is on board, and you and everybody else is on board with that, with spending that money.
Absolutely. If it's a fit that helps us get to where we want to go, absolutely. We have the same mindset right now that we had in November, December, January, February, March, that led us to what we felt was a very productive and aggressive offseason. That's so full stop, simple answer. But there is a second part of that answer, that we have to be realistic. I mean, if we don't go out and do the right things, we're and win baseball games over the next couple weeks, we're not going to be in a great position. So we need to start playing better baseball, get back to 500 and winning series, put ourselves in a position to add to this club at the deadline and go take a run at it. But it's impossible to guarantee anything here on July 3rd, because we have to go out and we got to play better.
Sam Kennedy, and thank you for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great 4th of July and
happy 4th to you and your families.
All right, there's Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox.
You could say I'm never happy, but the president of the Red Sox thinking I was on vacation and agreeing to come on. I will be flying myself to Hawaii.
We hadn't heard from him in a long time, so that must have been the reason.
But there's no backing out of it, though. Like, if they're playing well trade deadline, and they're legitimately in it, and they're playing, like you said, over 500 baseball, he's saying that the organization is willing to do whatever it takes to add to this team, and if that means spend money, they're going to do that. So
no,
there's no back. There's no backing out of it, you know?
Especially no, there is.
How do you get to the point to back out of it?
Ready?
Yep.
So when I asked him that question, is there a chance at the deadline, if you're under 500, will you add? The simple answer is yes.
But they're not, because
that's what I'm saying.
But if you're on the 500 and get to the deadline, then they feel like they're not good enough to add to a team that's not going.
So what they said was nonsense. That they said they were going to add payroll. They actually made the team worse, and then they saw the team's play get worse and didn't add. So it was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
No. But if they play well and they're above 500, now there's no backing out of that.
But they just swept the Yankees.
Yeah.
They were, I think, 3 games out of first place. They were 5 games over 500, whatever the hell it was. And then they make a trade of their best hitter, and they've gotten worse. And now they're saying, well, if we don't improve between now and the deadline with an inferior roster, we may not add. Which is what I said all along. Anybody who believed in the moment that they were going to be adding payroll thinks that, you know, the government's honest.
Well, I do agree with Wiggy. I don't think you can necessarily get out of saying that if the team is above 500
right
in a couple weeks, that you're willing to spend.
But they will. I mean, they should. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But there's a realistic chance that in a couple of weeks they'll be above 500.
Of course.
Right. So if you're willing to go out on a limb and say those things, then there's no, you backed yourself into a corner if you don't do it.
If you're two games under 500 at the deadline.
Yeah, that's under 500.
I know, but and you're five games out of the third wild card.
Right.
And they sell. Do you think fans are happy?
No, but at least fans understand you're five games out of the wild card and you're two games under 500. But if you're two games above 500 and you're a game and a half outside the wild card, You can't weasel your way out of that one.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We are at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee, and about 45 minutes left on this final road show. On an incredible road show season this season. So this a great way to finish it here. It's a beautiful day on Lake Winnipesaukee. Whole bunch of boats out here, and we thank you guys immensely for and if you attended any road show for being there. Pre-game last night at the Nazwa was great. Met a whole bunch of great New Hampshire people. So thank you for that. We're going to get to Hill Notes coming up in just a little bit. And right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox take the first in the suspended game earlier yesterday with the Reds. 5-3 was your final, and they dropped the second 8-4. Here's Alex Cora on the second game from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, I mean, three-run lead in seventh. We expect to win those games, right? If you look back at the season, there's been a lot of those that have slipped through our hands, and honestly, we're in the position we are because of that.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today.
Ken doesn't even know my vacation schedule.
That's true. The guy's off tonight before hitting the road to take on the Nationals tomorrow. First pitch on your 4th of July is at 11:05. Elsewhere in MLB play, Clayton Kershaw has joined the 3,000 strikeout club. Kershaw became the 20th member in the Dodgers' win over the White Sox. In some NBA news, as the Knicks are expected to hire two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner Mike Brown as their next head coach. That is what's trending. We have your Hill Notes coming up next.